Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
September 2010. It was finally time to dust the mouse droppings off the Eisenhower boxes in the boathouse on Ten Mile Lake in Minnesota. This was the cabin where Grant Moose and his siblings had spent their childhood summers, the cabin where their father, Malcolm Moose, had died in 1982. The boxes belonged to Dad, Malcolm, who in 1958 had been appointed President Dwight D. Eisenhower's chief speechwriter. This September, Grant was busy closing up the cabin for the season, but he took some time out to sort through his dad's boxes and discovered folders labeled Farewell Address.
Good evening, my fellow Americans.
Malcolm Moose had helped Eisenhower create that most memorable of Ike's presidential speeches, televised January 17, 1961, just 3 days before Ike left office. There were 29 known drafts of the speech, but the Eisenhower Presidential Library only had 8. Here were the missing 21, along with memos and documents that traced the genesis of the speech that warned against the growing military-industrial complex. Those papers now reside at the Eisenhower Library in Kansas.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.